Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another Cosmic Circus review. My name is Vin. With me, as always, is John.
Hello.
And today we're doing Gladiator and Gladiator 2. As a reminder, you can always find us on your favorite podcast feed in audio form and on YouTube in video form. John, let's get this started. So, Gladiator 2000, directed by Ridley Scott, screenplay by David Franzoni, John William, William Nicholson, story by David Franzoni, starring Russell Crowe, Joaquin Phoenix, Connie Nelson, a bunch of amazing people. Gladiator 2, 2024, directed by also Ridley Scott. Screenplay by David Scarpa, story by Peter Gregg, David Scarpa, starring Pedro Pascal, Paul Mescal, Joseph Quinn, and also a bunch of amazing people. John, what's your history with Gladiator 2000?
It's not very entertaining. Like, my history is not
Are
very,
you saying I won't be entertained?
no, you won't. It won't. Like,
Try me, try me.
I missed it in theaters. I didn't see it in theaters. Like, I don't know why. I was in seventh grade at the time, and I think it just kind of like was a blind spot for me
Okay.
when it came out. And then, like, a lot of my friends started talking about it, and this is in the era of Blockbuster, when Blockbuster was still around, and it came out on DVD, and I got it, brought it home. I went
And
into my own.
in fact, this was the era when DVD was still new, right? Because I think I was still
Still,
VHS tapes even at that time.
kinda, it was still kind
Wow.
of new because the first DVD was Twister. That was the very first DVD that was ever produced.
I did not know that. Wow.
Yeah, the more but like I watched it in my mom's bedroom because my
Yeah.
mom had the best TV in the house,
All right.
and I watched it by myself, and I was immersed, I was invested. I think I actually cried when I watched it. Pretty, pretty. It's a great film.
Yeah.
It's a great film. But that's about as much as like
How
my history is.
many times have you seen it since that moment?
Many times. I've seen it
Okay.
many times.
Okay.
So, like,
Okay.
yeah, I wouldn't say it's like my all-time favorite films, but like it is a great film. Like, it's like one of those that I've gotten back to many times in my life.
For
Kind of like
me,
the Green Mile or
yeah.
or Shawshank and stuff
Yeah.
like that. Like,
Yeah, the same kind of time, late 90s. Yeah.
yeah, Forrest Gump, movies that you just like revisit just to revisit,
Yeah. Yeah.
but yeah, it's a great
For me, I saw Gladiator.
film.
I don't know. I don't know what my mom's history with it is, but I never watched it with her when I was younger. The first time I saw it was when I was in college, like 10 years ago. Me and one of my best friends, we got the dorm like projection, their dorm projection, like they had a big screen, and we just the two of us, and we just watched it on this huge screen, just for kicks. And I'd never seen it, and it was great. I had a great time. But then it was such a good experience that I'm always scared that if I rewatch my favorite movies, then they won't live up. So I never touched it again until about 2 months ago. My local theater was showing it, so then I got to see it in a real movie theater. I think still, it's one of the most perfect 5 out of 5, 10 out of 10, one of the most perfect movies. And I can confirm it because I just saw it in the theater. It really lives up. It's not nostalgia because I didn't grow up with this movie. It's just you get immersed in this movie, you get lost in this movie, and it's just everything about it. It's just. From the production design, the props, the costumes, the acting, the writing, the drama, the romance, the sound effects, the music. It's just one of the most perfect experiences you can have.
The
And
way
that's, yeah.
I'm a big fan of like the Count of Monte Cristo story, like about a man
Yeah.
that gets like lost and comes back for vengeance, you
Yeah,
know?
I love
And
it.
I feel like this is the Roman Empire version of the Count of Monte Cristo. Like, it's like a guy who gets, casted out,
Yeah.
pushed away, goes through an odyssey of things to return and to win back. Kind of to get redemption in some way. And it is such a simple formula,
Right.
but it works. It is a perfect thing that works. And for this film, it's beautifully done. It's got beautiful character work. The cinematography is like, it looks so good. Every frame looks so great. There's battles that we're gonna get into it, but the Tigers, like, I mean, they're there. I don't know, like, they're obviously, like, it's like a cup frame kind of, like,
Yeah, but it's
you
magic,
know,
right? It feels so real. It's magic.
but it's a real tiger. You can tell
Yeah.
it's a real
Yeah,
tiger.
the practical effects, everything in that movie is so real.
It is so authentic, and Russell Crowe, bro, is a force of nature in that movie. There is different lines where he just says something and you're like, that's the most hardcore thing I've ever heard.
Right?
You know, like, for example, there's one line, and we were talking about this on the way back from Valley of the Two last night, where he's like, he says, it's the cold. It makes the blades stick, you know? In the way he says it before he kills the guy, you know, yeah, awesome. It is such a great film between the acting, the action, the performances. Lisa Gerrard lives in my mind rent free with that music. Her, like, vocal arrangement in that film is so powerful. I think that's how you should say her name, Lisa Gerrard.
I think so. I think so. Yeah.
It's such a beautiful vocal performance. And yeah, it still holds up. Still holds up.
Yeah. It's really, really amazing. Even when I watched it in the theaters just a few months ago, I was like, this is what we're missing from movies. Like, I wish we could have movies like this again. And I mean, we still have great movies, but like, there's just something about this that, for me, truly, I really think it's one of the all-time greats. Ah, oh, I love it. Now, John, what were your expectations for Gladiator 2? Do you want to talk about the canceled production, the development hell version with the time travel?
No, I
Okay.
mean, I never heard about the time
It's a
travel.
weird script concept. Guys,
I never heard
people,
about
if you've
one.
never heard of this, go look it up.
I heard about him dying and going to heaven and battling, like, demons and
That's
stuff
part of it.
like
That's part of it, yeah.
that. But my expectations were not very high to begin with because Ridley Scott for me has not been consistent the way, I mean, he's getting older, you know. He's not been as consistent as he used to be.
Yeah.
Outside of The Martian, he's
Martian
not
was
been.
good. Martian was good.
Martian was good, but everything in between has been a lot of
I think I skipped most
questions.
of it. What were you saying?
It's questionable. A lot of
Yeah.
the films have been questionable.
Did you see Napoleon?
I couldn't finish it. I
Oh,
couldn't
wow.
finish it. Like,
I haven't. I'm interested. I think I should, but
may I go into what I think?
yeah.
I think this is a beautiful garbage fire.
Wow. Okay. Go on. Go on.
And just a spectacular, beautiful, glorious looking garbage fire of a film.
And so, just to remind people, John, when did you see this movie? Like an hour ago?
Last night. Oh,
Last night,
no,
okay.
last night. I
Last night,
saw it
okay.
last night.
But the feelings are still strong.
I came out of it. I was like, well, that was kind of entertaining. And the more I got home, the angrier I got.
For me, the I saw this on Friday. It's now Wednesday, so I've almost a week. And the more I think about it, I guess the more disappointed I am, but also the more free I feel that I don't care. It's okay. I don't care. I don't think it was abysmal, but I don't think it was great. It's good. Good enough.
Allow me to explain.
Go
You
on.
know,
Go on. Yeah.
the more you unpack the details, the worse it gets. I'm going to start with one.
Go on.
How does a seawater aquarium work in a coliseum?
But is that a real detail from real history, or is that something they made up for the movie?
You think that's a real thing from history?
To be quite honest, the Romans had aqueducts. So I don't know about the sharks, but and second detail, it's a movie. It's historical fiction. Suspension of
No.
disbelief.
The movie, the world that you're building inside of this is already grounded in a firm Oscar caliber reality. And then you throw a big seawater thing with sharks in a battle. I'm sorry, my brain cannot handle that by one moment. The second thing. We talked about the tigers. This is not a spoiler. This is just a detail in the film. CGI monkeys.
Oh, it's terrible. I
It
like
was awful.
monkeys, and those were terrible.
It was awful.
But
I'm gonna go
Dondas, I love Dondas. The little baby monkey, the pet monkey, I'm okay with him. He's my
Great
favorite.
angry monkey.
He's
That's
my
fine.
favorite part of the whole movie.
The thing is, like, those are just like little joking things that kind of bother me. But
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
what really bothers me most, and why I have to go more specific with it in spoilers. This movie retroactively makes the ending of Gladiator worse, and I'm so mad about it. And
I
I
think
can't.
I don't know. I don't know what you're thinking of specifically, but for me, it's kind of like how continuing the story after Return of the Jedi. After Return of the Jedi, you have a happy ending and you think that's the end. And then having a whole trilogy after that showing how the bad guys come back and it's not the end, how that weakens Return of the Jedi. For me, it's kind of similar to that.
Kinda, but at the same time, Star Wars, it makes sense. There's an explanation. There are reasons why things are happening in that. Why things have been undone. There's I can't talk about it, but there's a moment where I'm not gonna say it right now. All I'm gonna say is I think the ending of Gladiator One. It spits on it. I thought it completely steps on it and spits on it right in the moment. And not even just like gets years later. Because like in Star Wars, like in Return of the Jedi, everything happens like decades later. This is in the moment. In the moment. Right in the moment. And I was like, why would you do that? Why would you tell it this way? The other thing, Paul Mescal. He's a great actor. Let me just like be clear. Paul Mescal is a wonderful actor. He's done wonderful things. I loved him, and he did a movie. It was an LGBTQ movie a year ago. Beautiful tall film. I can't think of it offhand.
All of Us Strangers.
All of Us Strangers, yeah. All of the amazing film, amazing performance. He also is great in Normal People on Hulu. Such a great actor. The biggest problem for Paul Mescal in this film is that he does not bring the energy that Russell Crowe had in Number One. And that might be an unfair comparison. But that is the comparison. You're trying to do a sequel to Gladiator, and I did not feel the rage, the intensity on the same level. Even the dialogue did not feel like it was there. Somebody dies, and I'm not talking about in the first half. Somebody
I know,
dies in the second half. And you think that there would be an emotion there.
Yes, there's nothing. There's
There's
nothing.
no emotion at all there.
And especially who dies and the how they die, right? And he has like minimal, he's like, oh, okay.
And there's nothing in that moment to like make us feel a connection to the stakes. And I feel like the movie suffers from having a character that just, even a performance that does not give us the cathartic, release that we need from him. And that was what made Gladiator One so good, is that Russell Crowe brings an intensity to every single line of dialogue in that film. Every single line of dialogue. And it's missing that nut. And I actually feel like the one person who works, the only performer in this entire film that works is Pedro Pascal.
No,
He is the one.
I'll say I really like Joseph Quinn as the emperor. I thought he was my favorite.
Quinn is good. Quinn is good, but I'm talking about just on the level of something that grounds you in the film. I feel like Pedro Pascal's narrative was the only thriving story that I connected with throughout this film.
I love how he has like a real conflict. There's a real like he's trying to balance so many things. I was disappointed with what happens and how, but I really loved his character, and I wish there was more.
Beyond that, it's a beautiful looking movie. The set pieces are like amazing. The battles, there's like beautiful battle sequences
I
in
thought those were
the
fine, but I thought the first movie did a much better, in my
way.
opinion.
It did a much better job than the original. It's still nobody orchestrates warfare like Ridley Scott, though. And I appreciate the fact that like he's getting older. And we may not have this guy very much longer. Like he's like then he was old when he made Gladiator One. That was 24 years ago. That man is like, we don't have him very much longer.
It's hard to imagine
So,
that Alien was almost 50 years old.
right, yeah, I mean,
Same
right.
guy, same guy.
So I appreciate the fact that like we have somebody that can still orchestrate warfare in this way, even if it's not as good as he was 25 years ago, it still looks kind of magnificent. Even if the details are not as good and the performances are not as strong and it's not as emotionally satisfying as our first film.
I was really disappointed by how much CGI they use in this movie for things that were practical in the first movie, and they could have just done it practically again. Because I just love the practicality of that first movie and how tangible everything feels. And the second movie, they use CGI so much for stuff they didn't have to, and it's just like I said this in my solo review. I don't know if you saw it, but it's like the first movie is like a masterpiece. It's so immersive, and the second movie is just it's a movie. It's another action movie with people and swords. It feels like Game of Thrones without dragons or something. Like
Yeah.
it's just another movie, a movie.
And honestly, there's a sequence that's in this film that is, I think, the best sequence in the movie that is very Game of Thrones-ish, like in
Which one are you
nature.
thinking of?
I can't tell you right now. I can't tell
Okay.
you right now because it'd be a massive spoiler.
But are you thinking about towards the end?
No, it's in the trailer, though. It's in the middle. It's in the middle part of the film.
I was
But,
upset by the things the trailer spoiled.
I do think Pedro Pascal is the MVP of this movie. I almost think it would have been a better film if it was about a general who is like his narrative, like him, like conflicting with the Roman Empire. I think is honestly, even though it's kind of similar to Maximus, the differences are there that he could have been the main focal point
I
of
agree.
the film, and it probably would have been a much better movie for it if we were focusing on him, same for the whole thing, or should have been the main character. Either
Because
one.
I kind of liked the duality of him and the Hanno character, right? Those two, like side by side, it feels a little bit like they're remaking the first Gladiator, but if they kept it a little more original, I think you could have had two leads for this movie. And then in my head, I'm like, they should call this Gladiators.
Gladiators is actually a better title. It's actually a better title,
Now you have two
honestly.
leads, and it's Gladiators.
Denzel mixed. I'm mixed on his
Very
role.
mixed.
Very
Do
mixed.
you think it's the character or his performance or both?
He's fine. I mean, like Denzel does a great job. It's just
I think the character is kind of weird.
Yeah, we'll go more into it in spoilers, but I just, it's like I said, man, like the writing in number one was a lot stronger. The dialogue was a lot stronger in number one. For the most part, like I said, it is a beautiful garbage fire, in my opinion. What did you think, man? I've been talking for a while.
So my feelings aren't as strong as yours. I think it was good. It's not great. It's not terrible. It's too long. I think they could have cut out a bit, because that movie, it's a long movie. But overall, it's okay. Honestly, I think it's kind of like Beetlejuice 2. You know, it's they took a great movie, they made a sequel many years later for the sake of a sequel. It's not the sequel we wanted or deserved. It's not even the sequel that the first movie would have implied. It's just another movie for money and like whatever. How would you rank this with Beetlejuice 2 as far as these things go? Did you like this better or worse?
I think Beetlejuice is better.
Oh
I
wow.
think it's a
I
better
think
movie.
this is slightly better than Beetlejuice 2 for me. But
I don't think I'll ever watch this movie again.
I
Like,
don't think I'll ever watch either of them again.
I can at least appreciate, like, this is the thing for me, is the fact that Michael Keaton
Yeah, he's
makes
really good in
Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice too. He's really
He
good at
makes Beetlejuice watchable. And
that.
even though his character is wasted,
Yeah. But the performance is there. Yeah.
no, I'm talking about a different character. Willem
Okay.
Dafoe. Willem Dafoe, even though that character is wasted,
Absolutely. Okay.
he makes it watchable.
Okay. Yeah. And Gladiator 2, I don't know if, like you said, we said Pedro Pascal, maybe Joseph Quinn, the Fantastic Four people. But I don't.
Yeah.
I the monkey. I'll watch this for the monkey. Give me
The monkey
the
was charming. The monkey was charming, but like
Dondas
it's like I said, that tangible, the tangible nature of number one, like the
Yeah.
tigers.
For
The
example.
tigers were there. They were in the moment. The CGI in this movie, it hurt me. Like I
Yeah.
like it was like watching Alien Covenant and seeing a CGI xenomorph.
Yeah.
I don't want it. I don't want that.
But
I want.
specifically in Covenant, when you see like the baby xenomorph, like when it's born for the first time, do you remember what I'm talking about?
Yeah, vaguely, I
Okay.
watched that movie once, and that was
Was
intentional.
that 7 years ago?
Oh yeah, I've
Oh my
done.
God. Yeah, but it what you're talking about is accurate. Yes.
Yeah, it's just I don't want that. You have given me practicality with your first movie. Stick with it. Stay with it. I just, and that's what I loved about number one. I felt like I was there, like I was transported back to the Roman Empire.
Yeah,
And
absolutely.
there were so many things in this movie that ripped me out of it. Like it just ripped me out. I'm like,
Crazy.
okay, I'm not transported. I'm watching a movie right now.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm watching a movie. I'm not immersed. It's like making a sequel to Saving Private Ryan, but making all the soldiers CGI at the very first scene. Don't do that. Like, give us something. Like one of my good critics that I follow, his like word, Vera, Vera. So, I can't say it.
Verisimilitude, something like that.
Verisimilitude, yeah, verisimilitude. I need the verisimilitude of this experience, and I had that
So that's
in
the
number
word
one.
I think maybe you're thinking of David Chen. I don't know who. But
Man, I
that's
don't.
the word they used for Superman 1978. That's the big word Richard Donner put on the movie when they were making production to make it feel like real life. Of course, there's not really a Superman alien who's flying around in tights, but he wanted it to feel as realistic as possible. And so he put that word in big letters on their production when they're doing the Superman 1978. And that's why that word is still so resonant now, because it's all
Right.
about authenticity and truthfulness, even if it's not a true subject, to make it feel true, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I will
And
say,
that
I think at this movie, there's two things I really liked that Ridley Scott did, I think. There's some sequences involving like flashes, afterlife flashes, and it's kind of like there's blackness, there's black and white, and things like that. And I thought that was really cool. It made me feel a little bit like alien, a little bit. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, it felt otherworldly. I
I
appreciate the
thought
otherworldly.
I liked that because it's so different from the first movie, but it's just adding something because this movie's so similar to the first movie, and this is something exciting and different. Second thing I really liked was at the end. I thought the whole second half of this movie was much stronger than the first. The first half is a lot like a Gladiator 1 remake. Then the second half is like an epilogue to Gladiator 1. And I actually liked that it was pushing the story forward in a new way, kind of. Even if it's not, like you said, even if it's kind of stepping on the ending of the first movie, I like that it was at least trying to give us a new chapter in the second half of this movie. And it's different and it's new. And I liked that.
That's not the part that I'm talking about.
Okay.
The second half, I kind of agree with you. Like
Okay, great, great, good. Okay.
it does take some swings, which I agree with you. I appreciate that it wasn't trying to it was like, again, I'm trying not to spoil it, but it doesn't have the same threat as number one, and that kind of slowly unravels.
Yeah.
Which I kind of appreciated that fact that it wasn't trying to do the same kind of threat, you know?
Yeah.
That said, I think it's a mess. I do think
Yeah.
even though it's taking a swing and it's doing something different, which, God love Ridley Scott for trying to do something different with it, I do think it's messy at the
Yes.
end.
Yeah.
But
I think the pace is pretty messy, and the control of tone, the balance is pretty messy. Sometimes it's really
very much.
boring. Sometimes it's really boring. Sometimes there's like way too much happening. It's kind of overwhelming and it's just off. And the first movie, it's so tightly paced. And I think that comes from the editing of the first movie, maybe the writing and the editing and how well balanced it is. That the first movie is so long, but it feels comfortable and it feels worth it. It feels earned. The second movie, it's like such a freaking mess. I think 2.5 hours, it feels like three. And it's like the thing never ends.
Yeah, it feels like the movie's about to end and then it goes on a little further.
And then it goes
Yeah.
on for like another hour. And I was like, man,
Yeah.
I gotta use the bathroom here.
Yeah, it's overly long. I mean, I kind of like expected that because it's Ridley Scott. And I guarantee you, my other bugaboo with, I like the word bugaboo, deal with him. My other bugaboo with Ridley Scott is that whenever his films don't deliver, it's always like, oh, well, wait till you see the 5-hour cut. It's like,
Zack Snyder.
mom, I'm like, bro, just I like, look, what the Ridley Scott has been
Worked with
around.
Blade Runner. It worked with Blade Runner.
That's well, actually, it would work for two films. It worked for Blade Runner and it worked for Kingdom of Heaven.
Oh, I haven't
But
seen Kingdom of Heaven.
the director's cut of Kingdom of Heaven is a much better film.
Okay.
Much better film.
Maybe someday.
But the thing that aggravates me about that, Ridley Scott has enough clout that he can just put the movie he wants out.
Yeah.
Just put out the one that you want.
A five
It's
hour
hard thing.
Gladiator 2 cut? Is that what you're saying?
I'm just simply saying if the movie, I'm predicting it. I'm predicting it right now. He's going to say here in about 3 weeks, whenever people don't appreciate this, well, wait till you see my 3 and a half hour cuts. No. Mark my words.
I would have been fine with this as like a mini series. So if they broke this down into chapters, then give us like five episodes, and then you can always say it's like the TV continuation. So like, you can ignore it if you want to, or it's there if you want it.
It felt like a TV show. It felt like a TV show,
Yes, it feels like
honestly.
we just binged a whole mini series without bathroom breaks.
Yes. Anyways, should we go into spoilers?
Right. We're gonna hit pause here. Intermission. Gladiator 2 didn't give you an intermission, but we will. So, thank you for watching so far. This is our non-spoiler section. We're going to continue with our spoiler section very shortly. If you like this review, be sure to like and subscribe. Leave us a comment below. Have you seen Gladiator 2 yet? What are your thoughts on Gladiator 1? Let us know in the comments. My name is Vin. You can find me on Twitter and Blue Sky at Vin Writes Words.
I am John, and you can find me at John Movie Watch on Twitter, and I'm on Blue Sky, but I can't remember my email right now. So, yeah.
Be sure to follow thecosmiccircus.com on Twitter at mycosmiccircus, where you can find more reviews, articles, editorials, and opinions like the one you just watched. We have Gladiator 2 review up, and we're going to have a spoiler review coming in just a second. Thanks, guys, and see you next time.
Bye.